Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's podcast episode with my new friend, Mary. Prior to recording this, we just found out that we live very close together. And right in between us is a big roller coaster park. And we are going to meet up and go to the roller coaster park for our birthdays, because our birthdays are only a few days apart, too. And like, I don't know about you, Mary, but like, that just made my day. And I'm so excited for this episode now.
Yeah, me too. Like, I haven't stopped smiling since we had that revelation.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was so excited. It's like, it's just super fun for me to both like meet you here in the internet world, right? And like talk about decluttering and help you declutter your house, which we're going to talk about in this episode, but then also realize like we were meant to be.
Exactly. That is so amazing. I love it.
Yes. Okay. So we today are going to share Mary's story of how she's decluttered. She's got a really good story that I know will be really helpful for you all listening in. Just hearing kind of how she got started and what she's done, because she has used support from me, but she's also hired somebody to actually come into her house and help her declutter. So we're going to talk about kind of like how she got to that point, how she realized she needed more help. But first, Mary, just tell us a little bit about you and your family and what made you realize that you want and need to declutter stuff in your house.
Okay. Okay, gosh, where to start? So I have two kids. They are 8 and 11, and I'm married, and we've got a couple of dogs, and I also work from home. I have a direct sales business, and I sell family and educational board games. Part of that means I have a lot of games, and we live in a house that we built. My husband and I picked the house plan out and everything, so a custom-built home, but at the time we built it, we didn't know if we were going to have kids, and we did not plan to have pets. So things like a great room seemed silly for me because I didn't want extra furniture. Like, there's only two of us, you know. Now we've been living with a living room that's a playroom for years, and my kids have a lot of stuff. My daughter is, she's the oldest, and she is super crafty and creative. So she's always creating things all over the dining room table. So it's always covered with things. My son just loves messes. He likes to see his stuff everywhere. And I've just realized I'm like, we just have all this stuff and our home is not relaxing. And there's, when I do want to sit down and work, I feel like I have to clean off a surface to sit down and concentrate. I can't concentrate very easily. We didn't have a great space to like play games, which, you know, I love games, which is why I do what I do. So it was really like hurting my heart that we couldn't just get out a game on the table and play. And I've been meaning to declutter for years. It's something I've wanted to do desperately, but my kids are just kind of used to things the way they are. I can't really get them involved much in helping clean up because I wouldn't know where their stuff goes. Like, I can't say, go put this away, because nobody knows where away is. My husband built toy shelves, but they're just so crammed. There's just too much stuff. And Krista, I can't remember exactly where I found you, but I found you online. And just your description, you know, like decluttering without having to be a minimalist mom, that really spoke to me. And I'm like, I don't want to have nothing, but I got to figure this out. And I bought your course when it was on sale. And honestly, it's worth full price. Like, you know, that was kind of what I needed to like justify it to me, because I've tried other things and I just didn't have the follow through. Like, I get excited about stuff and I jump in, and then I just, you know, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want this to be something I pay for and then don't actually use. So that justified it for me. So that was a really great thing to get me started.
Okay. Thank you for that, by the way. That was one of the things that I was going to ask you, is like, you noticed that, I think that's such a big thing too, like just wanting to play with your kids and do something that you love to do with them, and it being like 8 steps before you can even get to the fun part. And did you try, like, other than decluttering, like, did you try other things before that, like chore charts or like organizing or like anything like that before you were like, okay, I need less stuff. Did you try any of those things?
Yeah. Chore charts never did a whole lot because again, I felt like there was so much work that I had to do to make a chore chart even possible. Like just doing a chore chart sounds like, oh my gosh, how much cleaning do I have to do before I can get to the point where I can give my kids a chore? Like I just felt totally overwhelmed by the thought, but I have tried reorganizing things. I have a china cabinet in our dining room that I made the game cupboard for a while. And then I made it the craft cupboard because we don't use china. Like that's silly. The china is in the basement and it actually is going to be exiting the house very soon. But I mean, I bought special storage boxes for the china, like, you know, which right now is really funny because like, I'm going to get rid of it. But, so I tried that and then I'd reorganize the living room and I'd have one room pretty good, but then it would unravel within a week, you know? So once a year, it's like, oh, look, I got a whole space reorganized. And it just never would stick.
I love that you mentioned that about your china cabinet. And I watched the evolution of that space because I know it's a space that I've seen you post about a lot in the Decluttering Simplified group.
Yeah.
But I love that you use your china cabinet for like games and crafts because I've done things like that in the past too, where it's like in my head, I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. But then I'm like, why wouldn't I be doing this? Like it's my house, yeah. It's my rules, and this is what works for us. Like I don't need china right now.
Right. The piece of furniture is important. It has sentimental value to my husband. So we can use the inside of it however we want.
I love it. There are no rules. Yeah. Okay. So when you actually, like, what was the thing that made it so that you were like, okay, I've been thinking about decluttering. I feel like this could give me the relief, right? The solution that I'm looking for. What was like your first step and how did you, like, where did you start? What was the first thing? Do you remember?
So getting your course was huge because I love directions. I love step-by-step. This is what you do first. And that makes it so much easier because I tend to want to dive in and do the whole thing. I love shows on HGTV. I love things like Love It or List It. And they're like, we're going to rearrange your whole house. And then in less than an hour, it's amazing. But real life doesn't work like that. So I just had to accept it was going to take time. I'm going to do the steps. If Krista can move across the country with suitcases, I'm sure, like, I don't have to move. So I'm sure that this is doable. It made me feel like it's doable without having to hire somebody to knock down walls in my house. And I could get started.
Yeah, without having to like reconstruct your entire house. It's so big.
Yeah.
You're not the only one who's like probably thought that or considered it. Cause I see it all the time in the group. They're like, what can I do? Like, first of all, they're like, maybe we just move into a bigger house. And I'm like, that's not going to solve the problem. Like it might for a minute. And sometimes you do need a bigger house, right? Like we've got 7 people. Like we did need a bigger house, but it doesn't solve your clutter problems. Cause your clutter just has more room to multiply. Uh-huh. That's what happens. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. And I love to give the steps for people to follow. I don't like being bossy, but I'm like, this is one thing I know how to do. Like, I know if you just follow these steps, it will work. And
you're not bossy. You're very loving and kind in the way that you deliver what you have. So I've always loved that about you too.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay. So you've been decluttering for a while. Like how long has it been?
It's been like, I think 1.5 years since I bought your course.
Okay. So like 1 year.
So yeah. So here's what happened. I started great. And I'm sure I started when I had more time to go through the steps. But I also love how you're like, look, it's stages. It's going to take different amounts of time for everybody else. And so this is where it got a little bit, this is where I started to fall off the rails. Because you're so supportive about, don't worry if you don't have time to do everything, you know, right now. And inevitably I was so into the steps and doing decluttering. I was like doing that and spending a lot of my time on decluttering. And then I was like, oh yeah, I do have to go make money. So I've got to go sell some games. And oh, I have to, you know, do that. Like there were these other things that I had to do. And so then I'm like, well, now I'm too busy because I got behind in other things. And so then I like screeched kind of to a halt. And of course, because I didn't get done, you know, the surfaces that I had cleared got cluttered again. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. I was still trying to be kind to myself and not tell myself I was a failure. Just be like, it's a busy season. I have a lot going on. It will get better. I have the lifetime membership. It is fine. I'm going to be okay. And I've always been encouraged too by people who said, I bought the course 5 years ago and I finally just now I'm starting it. And I'm like, amen, sister. You know, I'm like, okay, maybe that'll be me. You know, it's fine. And this is like the only group that I have not ever turned off notifications for. Like I've always, you know, kept seeing the posts and periodically I participate more often than others. And then when I'm able to focus on it, I'll post some pictures and everything. So it just kind of would like ebb and flow. And then you opened your course up again and I could do another paid round of support for like $99. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's good. I'll redo it. Let's do it again. We'll start over and get all excited and come in. And I made it a little further. I made it to like week three and then I stopped again. I'm sure for all the same reasons. It's just busy. I love the accountability in the group, but I started to feel like it's not quite enough. I need someone that's going to actually like really see what I'm doing. So the decision to actually hire someone. Do you have another question before I start talking about why I decided to hire someone?
Yeah, I just have a couple things that I wanted to touch on. And I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly. So let me know. Yeah. I know you signed up for the additional 4-week session that we did.
Yes.
And then I did another one and you were like, should I do this one? And I think I was kind of like, no, I don't think that you should, because you were like, I want to get more done. And you were like, I'm considering having somebody come in my house and help me. And I was like, yes, do that. Because I really do try to be very honest. And, you know, my integrity is really important to me. Like if I don't think that I'm the right solution for somebody, I'm going to tell them. And I do try to be really honest about like, this is what I offer. Like, and this is how I offer it. And this is how I structure it. And it does have a high success rate for the people who that works for. And then sometimes it does work for you until it doesn't. Right. And that's fine. Right. Like you can get to where you need to go until you need some extra support. And so I love that we were able to have that conversation and
yes,
you were. And then what did you do?
So I was, and I even had a conversation with my business mentor, basically. And that's what kind of led to my message to you and me, like kind of being at the crossroads where, okay, I have to either go through the course again and really commit and go all the way through or hire someone, because it was affecting my business. And it was affecting like the actual time that I can spend on my business each day. Because one of the things I need to do for my business is be able to make videos. Well, where the heck am I going to make a video if I have to clean first? And then my window of time to make the video is gone because I had to clean. Like it was really physically costing me money to not have clean spaces, you know? So yeah, so I appreciate that. Like, cause I was like really thinking, okay, it's another $99, which like anybody listening to this, every dollar I've invested in anything that Krista offers is completely 100% worth it. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. So that's, you know, like I was going to, so I really appreciated that. And so she really made me like you, I'm sorry, I'm talking to other people now, but back to talking to you directly, Krista. I appreciate that you encouraged me to step back and think about it before I just signed up to go through it again. So then that really helped, that sealed the deal for me too. Okay, I'm definitely going to hire somebody. Then I had to figure out who. And before I found you, I actually had hired somebody a few years ago. She was an organizer and she actually specializes in basements and stuff like that. So she hadn't really worked with someone with my needs exactly. And so she helped some, but it also felt like I was teaching her more too about what I needed. And I also just kind of needed somebody that already kind of knew what I needed, if that makes sense. So that was a good experience. But again, that didn't really stick either. You know, it's like, because we didn't quite declutter enough. We did more of the organizing of the stuff, you know. So I really wanted to make sure I hired exactly the right person for my needs. So you can go online and search your area and search for an organizer or a professional decluttering or whatever, stuff like that. And I found a few people that were close enough that would make the trip. You can send messages to request information. Most of them also offer like a free phone consultation. So I did a couple phone interviews, and then this one that I hired, she also offered to come out to my house and do a walkthrough and do an in-person evaluation before I had to pay her anything. So that was amazing. And when she came here, she was like, oh, this is great. I was like, I felt like I had to clean before she came. She's like, don't do that. I need to see what it looks like. And so she came in and she was actually like, I like this. I like what you have here. I like this because I have like stuff I can use, like drawers and whatever, and shelving. So she said, we're going to use what you have first. I'm not going to tell you to go spend more money. You know, we're going to use what you have. And we just clicked really well. So I could tell that she was somebody I was going to enjoy going through this process with, you know, for however long we're working together. And so I hired her on the spot, and it's a little pricier. Like, she wasn't the least expensive person, but I sincerely feel like she is the best person for me.
Love that. Thanks for sharing that. So for anybody listening in, my takeaway is, like, I think would be to shop around, because I'm actually surprised at how many people do this. And Here's the thing about this is that it's like small, it's like one person, like it's one person doing it. They, you know, we don't have big advertising budgets. We're not like marketing ourselves. And so, like, word of mouth, if you're in local Facebook groups, like ask if somebody does that. Or even ask like around to your friends list and just be like, do you know anybody who's really good at organizing? Interview them is what I'm hearing from you too. Like,
yes,
get to know them. Don't just go for the cheapest price. I've learned that lesson a lot of times. Sometimes The cheapest price is the best one still, but sometimes it's not. So interview them. And then the other thing that this made me think of was like, I like what I'm hearing about the lady that you work with. Because she came in and said, show me what we're working with, right? The real deal. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work with what you already have, which is very aligned with what I teach too. Because in the Decluttering Simplified course, I'm like, don't buy anything for 4 weeks. And a lot of times people will be like, but I really want to buy a shoe rack. I really want to buy a storage thing. And then they get through the course and they're like, I'm so glad I didn't buy that. I have no use for it now.
Yeah.
But I think shows like home edits ruin us, because they come in and they have like these gigantic budgets to go buy bins and like storage and all of these things. And
That's
really not the best approach. Like, buy those things after you've decluttered and after you've really got a good understanding of what you need, what you're keeping, the flow of your house. And if you can have somebody, because I probably take for granted my natural ability in a clutter-free space to just like make it organized and make it flow well.
Yeah.
I'm always like, if you declutter, like the organizing part gets easy. And I know that part of that is that it gets easy for me. But If you are somebody who needs like a second set of eyes, or somebody to come in with you and be like, I think it might work better like this, find somebody. There's so many awesome options. And then one other thing that I wanted to just tell you that I think might be a reason that hiring help was like what you needed when you needed it is because you did like the initial decluttering, right? Like kind of surface level stuff that's kind of easy. And then the clutter creep is the thing that happens. Like, the decisions get a little bit more real, right? It's kind of easy to do that first round, but then you're left with stuff where you're like, but we do use this and I would like to use this. And It gets a little bit harder. So I think that sometimes, like we were talking before, based on your personality, maybe it's easier to have somebody sitting with you and like walking you through the decision process, hopefully asking you questions like, when will you use this, right? Or
right,
could you use instead of this? So did she do anything? Like, can you just tell us what your experience was like actually with her when she would come with you?
Yeah, and we're actually still going through it because she's working on my whole house with me. And it is a slow process. That's another thing that is hard to accept when you watch the HGTV shows and stuff. They make it, you don't see the weeks that it takes for these things to happen. And, you know, we've had the holidays and stuff, so we haven't been able to meet like every single week. But what we have done though, yeah, you just start with, we kind of like in the living room, for example, which was where most of the kids' toys were, we kind of started sorting them out. You know, we get rid of the things that are broken or have missing pieces. Or like we had two Marble Run sets that didn't go, they didn't fit together. Do you really need two Marble Run sets? No, let's donate this one. She also takes my donated items and my bags of trash with her when she leaves. That's another thing that's amazing. There were a couple things that like I could sell because I had a kid's table and four chairs. It was in great condition and she put it on Marketplace for me and sold it. Like, so like those things, there's no place for it. My kids are too big for it. We don't need to keep it, you know? So we pared down books. She's like, okay, books are great. You probably don't need this many books. So here's a pile of books for you to go through. The ones you're going to keep, they should go upstairs. And like having things live where they need to live. We had two shelves available for toys. She suggested we're turning the basement area. We're going to have a play area in the basement. So she suggested that we take one of the shelving units that we have that my husband built and move it down to the basement, because then we have shelving down there and we've reduced the capacity of toys that can be stored in the living room by half. So if it doesn't fit, it doesn't get to stay in there. So then you decide, does it leave the house or does it go live in one of the kids' rooms or does it live in the basement play area? So we've been able to kind of divvy things up that way. We've also decluttered the kids' rooms because my daughter was like, well, I can't put this in my room. I don't know where to put it. There's too much stuff in my room. Okay. So we took care of her room. We took care of my son's room. They've both been playing in their rooms more. And it's so much easier to clean up the rooms when they're done because they know where their things go. It's huge. That
sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Does she like roller coasters? Does she want to come with us?
I'll ask her.
So funny. Maybe she can come with us. But yeah, she's doing, I mean, I think this is really helpful. I'm sure for everyone listening in, but it's really helpful for me to just kind of like reviewing like the processes that I teach, because I'm always trying to improve them and make sure that what I'm teaching is something that works. And she's doing exactly what I teach, right? Like create the boundaries. Like if it doesn't fit on the shelf, we don't keep it. If the shelves get full, it's time to declutter.
Exactly.
Like those little physical boundaries like make a really big difference. And I love it. Okay. So the last question that I have for you, and you touched on it, I think it's really interesting to talk about and to let people think about too, when it comes to their decluttering, is that you said that you have your business, right? First of all.
Yeah.
Okay. First, do you have like a Facebook group or something where, because I know you do this and I've seen it in your email. When we email, I see it at the bottom of your email, but do you have like a Facebook group or anything that I can send people to so that we can learn?
Yes. I have a Facebook business page. And I do have a Facebook group too. My Facebook business page is facebook.com/Mary Kettering Simply Fun.
Okay. I'm going to add it to the description so that people can find it.
Okay, great. And then you can get to my group from there. The group is called Mary's Game Room. As well.
So. Very cute. Yeah. Because clearly you're passionate about it. And I love, like, I like games for me are hard because I like to have fun games for us, but it's hard to know like which ones are worth buying or not.
So just a quick little description. It's simply fun. The games can be played in 30 minutes or less. We have them for preschool all the way up through things that are fun for teens and adults. Nice. We have free piece replacement. So if you lose a couple pieces, like, you just have to let me know and you'll get it in the mail. So you don't have to buy like another copy or trash something or have something hanging around that you can't play. And all the games that we have are educational in one way or another. So it's just, it's so amazing. And so one of my clutter issues is games, you know, but again, limited by space. I have been doing this for 7 years and I used to feel like I have to have every single game in my collection that our company has. Well, in real life, that's not true. It's okay. I can donate some games and I don't have to have every single one. So that's been a good adjustment for me too. If it doesn't fit, I can't keep them all and that's okay.
Nice. I love that. I love that. Okay. So feel free to share like just as much or as little as you want about this, but I'm curious about it because I don't talk about it a whole lot, you know, because I focus so much on just like decluttering your house, but I know for sure that if I were trying to run a business in my old house, it just would not be efficient. And I love that you touched on that earlier when we were talking about like, it's costing you money, right? Because you're like, I don't have a space set up to work in. I don't have a space that's easy to work in and it's costing me money. I can relate to that completely because when my house is chaotic, I'm just like, I can't think, like, I can't be creative. I can't be strategic. I just feel like
everywhere I look is a to-do list in a pile in a physical form. It's like something that has to be dealt with other than what I want to be doing.
So for anybody listening in, like there's so many options to work from home and especially as moms, like, or to, you know, make money doing something that you love to do or something that you're good at. And if you can clear the clutter, it's helped my finances a ton. Like I feel more organized, like even budgeting is easier because I can think straight. I had something else that I was going to ask you, but I can't remember what. Oh, and if you don't want to talk about this, totally okay. Let me know. But you mentioned like hiring help and saving up money, right? And like figuring out what you want to spend it on. Can you, like, I think that's such an empowering thing for like moms, especially like saving up your money and buying something that you know is going to support you and your vision and your goals and your well-being, which is something that I do a lot. Like for me, sometimes it's like business mentoring. Sometimes it's like what I'm saving up for right now is to go get my brain scanned, like get some neurofeedback done. Right. I'm like, I really want to do that. Like, I want to see like what's going on in my brain, but I have to save up the money to do it. And do you mind sharing just a little bit about like kind of how you make money and how you decide what to spend it on in ways that support you?
Sure. Okay. So as far as how I make money, it's a direct sales business. And so I make a commission. And I have a team, which I earn bonuses on. I coach my team. So I also teach other people to do what I do. I help families, you know, find the right games for them so that when they are spending money with me, I know they're spending money on something that they will enjoy. So that's how I make my money. I don't make like an hourly amount or anything. As far as what I am spending my money on, a big goal of mine was to get us completely out of debt. And it's really good timing that you just asked that question because a week ago, I paid off my student loans. Like,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Like, so all we have now is our mortgage. Like, it's great. So I've been able to use this income. My daughter loves acting in theater. So I sent her to theater camps last summer. And acting classes throughout the year. She goes on Saturdays to acting classes. And I never have to worry about how much that costs. I'm like, you want to go do this? I think it's gonna be great for you. She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And she's in. So it enables me to, you know, get meaningful experiences for my kids, you know? And so that's huge. I really need to start focusing on retirement planning next because before I started selling games, I was a full-time freelance musician. So I was playing symphony gigs. I was teaching private lessons. I would take any wedding request. You know, I would play weddings and do all this stuff. So it was a lot of stuff that was away from home. And those types of jobs don't come with retirement plans. And my husband is a teacher, so we know that's not, you know, they have a good retirement plan, but it's not great for like your whole family or for a couple necessarily. So I knew first I have to like get out of debt, then I can actually do retirement planning. So that's kind of what's next as far as big picture things. And then the more day-to-day things are like the classes, you know, or investing in getting my house to a place where we can be together in our house and have fun together, play games, I can work, you know, so that's kind of my big thing is that. So like I'm spending money on things that are going to help my family be happier and more secure in the future.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it. I actually did a podcast, I think it airs right before yours, with Chelsea, who owns Smart Money Mamas, all about investing. Yeah. She's really good. I trust her. Like I trust her advice. There's so much advice out there, especially for like business owners like us, where we're like kind of going rogue, doing our own thing. Totally trust her. So yeah, I think you would like her. And then Happy Investor Method on Instagram is really good too.
Oh, neat. Okay. I'll check those out. But it's like, I'm finally at a point where I can actually think about my retirement.
Yeah.
And it's great because I'm not getting younger, you know?
Yeah. So do you think, I wanted to ask this because do you think that decluttering changed like your thoughts on that? Cause I know for me, it used to be that I just blew my money on anything.
Yes.
It did change. Cause it changed for me too, where all of a sudden, like nothing will change your perspective faster than seeing a pile of junk in your driveway that you really need to sell and make some money off of, and then realize nobody's ever going to buy it and you wasted it all. That was like burned in my mind of like, oh my God, like I literally was like sitting there and was like looking at all my stuff. Like I totally could have paid off my student loans, but instead it's sitting here in piles of stuff that nobody wants. And I'm like, and that changed everything for me. How did it happen for you?
I did buy some bins for our living room because the bins I had were clear, and I discovered that even when everything is organized and put away, it still looked cluttered because I could see all the stuff in the bins. So I did spend money with that. But other than that, I'm like, okay, is this going to help me move towards my goals? Is this going to, if it's like an item for my house, where am I going to put it and what am I going to use it for? Do I already have something that that will serve this purpose? And is it going to end up in the declutter bin? Like, am I going to end up donating it in a month? Like, I love going into places like Hobby Lobby or whatever, and I see all this like cool wall art and everything. And I'm like, oh, that would look awesome in my house. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm not there yet. I'm not to the stage yet where I can start worrying about decorating the walls because I'm not done decluttering. So I'm not going to buy something that's going to like lean in my mudroom against a wall. And then possibly when I do decide to put stuff on the wall, maybe that doesn't make the cut. So yeah.
That was me too. I would like walk down the aisles and like buy just like random things. To be completely honest, usually the things that were the cheapest, because I was like, this is what I can afford. And then it just never fit. Like, and it's so much more satisfying to like buy things as you go that you know really match your style. They fit your space.
Yeah.
And you can spend a little bit more to get the things that you actually want.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if I know that I'm going to go home and hang it up right then, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
But if I think this looks really cool, I might like it, then I've been taking pictures of things that catch my eye, so that when I am ready, I can go out and get what's going to make us happy. What's I'm going to put on the wall right away and be excited to do it instead of shove it in a corner and wonder where it's going to go someday. That's really helped. I feel like there was another thought I was going to say about that too, but I don't know.
Story of my life. I'm like, God, this is going to be great.
Oh, it was holiday decorations. Oh. I used to buy like Christmas decorations when they were like, you know, after Christmas, like, oh, we'll put this up next year. Oh, we'll get this for next year. No, I'm not going to do that anymore because I've gotten rid of a lot of Christmas decorations and stuff like that, that I didn't use because I don't really have a good place for them. And maybe I don't even like them anymore. Like, I had things to make my own wreath because I thought that would be fun. That's a crafty thing that people do. Well, guess what? I have learned I don't really like to do stuff like that. So
me neither. I do not. Yeah. And I've tried. And sometimes, yep. Like, I will still get sucked into it. Like, if I take my daughter to like Michael's or Hobby Lobby or whatever, because she's really crafty, she'll be like, just like, we could do this and we could do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, we could. And now she's older, she's 12. And sometimes we get carried away. And sometimes she'll like pull me back. She'll be like, Mom, this is fun. Like, we're having fun, like planning and thinking about it. But I know that you don't want to do it. And I actually don't want to do it either. So like, let's put it back.
Yeah. Like with my daughter, I'd be like, if you want to do it, if it sounds fun to you and you can do it on your own, you can have whatever this thing is. But if you need me to help you, no, because I don't want to.
Oh my gosh. This has been so helpful. So helpful and so fun.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for doing this. And for everybody listening, in the description, I'm going to put links to your group and your page. I'm also going to link over to the investing podcast and the people who I follow for that, because I say it often, maybe not often enough, but like, decluttering is about so much more than just like having a clean and organized house. It's really about getting to a place where you can make your house exactly what you want and your life what you want.
Well, and that's the thing I meant to say too, like about the investing thing, I could not even really think about retiring. There wasn't room in my headspace to think about 20 years down the road, because I couldn't get past the next 5 minutes. Like, I couldn't do long-term planning because my house was too stressful. Like, that has made a big difference.
Like, I know I used to be like that too. Like, I can't even find my keys. Like, how am I supposed to be thinking about like IRAs of 401ks and blah, blah, blah. Like, what?
And all the papers you need to gather, all the information you have to gather to actually have a conversation with a financial advisor. I'm like, heck no, I can't find the bill from last month, you know?
Seriously.
So that's great. That'll be, It is changing my life.
Yay. Okay. Well, we will probably post updates to you all about our roller coaster adventure coming late summer 2022. Watch for the photos. It'll be fun. Maybe I'll see if anybody else around us that wants to meet up with us there.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? That would be such a blast. A whole troop of decluttering moms going out to celebrate and ride roller coasters. That.
Let me
We're
know.
Riding roller coasters.
Yeah. Because both of us married people who do not like roller coasters, and my kids aren't quite old enough to like them. I have one daughter. I was telling Mary before this, like, I know she would do it if I like peer pressured her into it, but I don't want to peer pressure my daughter. But I
already know my daughter won't. Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter won't
want to go on them. Okay. We will keep you updated on that trip. But thank you so much for hanging out, everybody. And we will see you around on the next episode.
Thank you for having me, Krista. It was so fun.
Welcome.